Cat Mayo Hour.
Welcome to the Pat Mayo Hour Bachelor in Paradise recap, episodes 4 and 5. To help me break it all down, the Mel Kiper of fantasy reality TV breakdowns. We're not even doing fantasy, but you're still engaged. It's Paul Shaughnessy.
I'm the Mel Kiper again. You told me after you beat me in the challenge that I was no longer the Mel Kiper.
You're back to being Mel Kiper.
I still owe you the money for that,
too. I know you do. I have not forgot that you owe me money.
I obviously haven't forgotten either.
Well, that's good to know.
Good.
Because I need that money. I'm broke.
It's true.
I need that $20. It's going to get me through to the end of the month.
You need to buy some new fancy shirts.
I do. Yeah. I don't pay for these, but.
No.
I need to get new fancy shirts, though.
It's true.
I keep wearing this one over and over and over. I only have like 3 I can wear at this point.
Yep.
So I do have to hit the mall and get them to send me some more shirts. I have to go get myself sized up. They send them to me, and then I'll like gain 20 pounds. I'll have to do it again.
Custom-made shirts.
For Pat Mayo.
Living the dream.
Just like the people on Bachelor in Paradise. Although We found out in the after show that there's no air conditioning. That sucks.
It's Mexico.
Still, you think they could rig it up with some air conditioning?
I would just assume that there's not going to be. Is that what was that Evan's excuse for passing out?
I don't know. I don't think we've been given an excuse for why he's passing out so much.
He's just a fraud.
Okay, so let's start with
I think that was fake.
You think that he faked a medical emergency?
Yes. He was boozed.
Yeah.
They tried to wake him up. Like, it all just seemed really fishy, didn't it?
It did. And I did enjoy the paramedic they brought in was just some person who didn't speak English but wearing a lab coat.
It was the housekeeper?
Yeah. we need a paramedic.
And she didn't speak any. And she's like, hola, señor.
He's like, my name is Evan.
Yeah.
Sir, are you awake?
Yeah. No, he's passed out. Like, of course he's not going to wake up.
He begins the
episode. He said he felt a little bit lightheaded. He felt not like himself.
Well, it didn't make him any more appealing not being like himself, so
no.
The guy needs to try something new. But he started the episode by taking Amanda away from Josh. Didn't work.
So stupid.
And he returned Amanda to Josh at the end of it. And then, in classic Evan form, goes behind Josh's back, starts telling everyone that he's an emotional abuser based on a book, which he admitted he did not read.
Not even just that. After she went back and she goes to him, she's like, oh, I felt so bad. They cut to him, and he's just like, I think there's a shred of a chance here. It reminded me of Dumb and Dumber when
so you're saying there's one in a million?
Yeah, so you're one. So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, the guy is diluted. So
Samsonite.
I was way off. I don't know. Is he there just to, troll us? Like, I don't get why he's still on the show. Like,
he seems I checked him out on social media.
Is he even creepier?
No. He seems like he is kind of aware of how much of a weirdo he is when he's on social media, at least.
Okay.
He's like when Carly gave him the rose, he's just like, I wish she just gave the rose. Like, he wrote on his social media, like, I wish she just gave the rose to anybody else just to take me out of my reality TV misery. So, like, he's aware of
that he's coming off very poorly.
And that this is probably going to get worse.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
I'd love to see things get worse for Evan.
Yeah, things have gone pretty bad.
So Carly is just like off in her own little world hanging out with the one-armed girl whose name I can never remember.
Sarah.
Yeah, don't like her. Anyway, they're hanging out together with like Daniel and Evan.
Yeah.
Daniel's just being a big weirdo because he's the best.
Doing push-ups with Sarah on his back.
Yeah, Evan
could
not accomplish that task with Carly.
And as she said, why do you even try?
He's trying to show his manhood, that he's not a wimp.
Yeah, but then by failing, you look like a little bitch.
Yeah, it's true. On the after show,
it's better just to not try at all and potentially succeed. And then, you know, there's always at least a shred of doubt.
Daniel referred to him as a hipster weasel.
Yeah.
On the after show, which I thought was great. We'll get to Daniel's performance on the after show in a
second. That was the best after show. I told you it was worth it.
It was the highlight of the episode.
Absolutely.
So he gets sick, I guess, because he's taking ankle medication, which I don't think is a real thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. And maybe I'm oblivious or ignorant to that fact. I don't know.
I always thought he was pretty weak-kneed. I didn't know that he was weak-ankled.
He doesn't have, thin ankles. They're, surprisingly thick for, the non-muscle on the rest of his leg.
Yeah.
He's got, fat ankles for, he's
He's just unfortunate. He's unfortunate all the way through.
So he goes to the hospital and convinces Carly to come with him. And then somehow, maybe it was him being sick or him just being, a big weirdo, Carly's, kind of back in on Evan. Yes. At least in this episode. I don't get it.
terrible. And, well, actually, even before that, she gave him the rose to stick around. And he's just like, excellent. The chapter hasn't closed with Carly yet. Just like, it's over. Like, oh. He's just, the guy, he's not very, for what he seems like, he's pretty self-aware. Maybe it's because he's just watching it on TV, on social media. He is so unsocially aware of what's going on in the house while he's in the house and while everything's happening around him.
All right, I think that's enough of Evan. I hate Evan.
It makes me upset.
Let's move to Ashley I. That was a bit better. She said she was only going to try to cry 3 times this season.
She cried like 17 times in the first episode or half episode.
So she came back to win back Jared's heart.
Yeah, but not a good idea.
No, terrible idea.
Let's go to a place with a whole bunch of singles. He may already be there, already hooked up with somebody, and try to win him back. That's a great plan.
Yeah, the plan did not execute well because Kayla had showed up earlier in the episode. Mm-hmm. Big hit among the Bachelor in Paradise crowd.
What's not to like?
It's true. Everyone likes Kayla. She seems like kind of a bitch, though. And let's not forget.
I don't know if she's a bitch. She seems the other girls a little don't bit like, phony.
The other girls don't like her.
Because she's pretty. She's very positive. All the guys like her. Her dad owns a toy factory. You remember back to when we talked about The Bachelor. I said, who cares about these other girls? Take the toy factory. You know what doesn't go through recession? Toys. Kids always get toys, even in recession. Take the toy factory, Ben. He didn't. We'll see how it turns out with Lauren, but he should have taken Kayla in the toy factory.
I think people overlook that in the first episode of Ben's season, when she was introducing herself, she said she broke up with her boyfriend because she saw that Ben was going to be the Bachelor. That's weird behavior. Really weird behavior.
It's she was in it to win it. We'll give her that.
She was, and now she's on Paradise. She
dropped her whole life.
But it's weird the sort of esteem the other people hold for her, because they all seem really surprised that she showed up.
She's very polished. You know, they were referring to Josh as polished. She seems...
Josh does not seem polished to me.
Well, he's a sweaty mess for one.
Loves to sweat, but there's no air conditioning.
Just eating pizza and groaning. Obviously, the groaning is all kind of added in post.
It happened once, and they're now looping it back and forth. Although he did get it in this week.
Oh, yeah.
At least according to the stock photo, like,
that was awesome.
Fireworks coming off. It was very good.
That was very well
very
done.
In line with the show.
Exactly.
Sam's looking like Josh sweaty right
Train.
Now.
Yeah, he is. Train running through a tunnel. There was the fireworks. It was
the only thing that we didn't have was the hot dog conveyor belt.
It's true.
We could have used that.
Saving it for the next time.
Maybe so. But I have no interest in Josh and Amanda. Like, the thing is,
they're just making out all the time.
How can you make out?
They get
that
a lot
much?
Of screen time, but they're just like, no, when you're like 14, 15 years old and you go to like a house party, like,
yeah, but the 14-year-old's house party only lasts for like 5 hours. They've been there for like a week, just nonstop making out. When your jaw gets sore after a while.
I know. New love. But yeah, like that usually ends when you're like 17.
Maybe. Guess not.
20. I'll give you even 20. But like after that, it's just kind of weird when you're making out in public all the time.
I'm glad Ashley I is back.
Well, because she brings the drama?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of...
She's great.
It looked like
she's
it was
a great
gonna
reality
kinda,
TV character.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to get a little bit stale for a bit there. And then Ashley showed up, and that creates a little bit of drama. Because everyone was kind of getting along, and you could kind of see the path that all of this was going to go down. With Ashley I in the mix... It screws over Jared. Now, first off, Jared, just stop being a bitch, man.
Jared has bad teeth.
You
as
should
I noticed
tell
last night.
Her it's not going to work
he
out.
He doesn't have the guts to do that.
Like, that's what you have to do. Carly, Jared, you both have to do the exact same thing. Yeah, nut up,
Carly
and tell them.
Carly doesn't know what she wants to do. She's kind of back in on it.
Because she's got nothing else going. Nobody wants her.
She needs that rose.
Yeah.
Get Evan's rose.
She's gonna get Evans. She's gonna ditch him at some point, though.
She's gotta ditch him
because some other guy's gonna come in, and then he's gonna fake like her to get his rose.
If you were walking into this place and people are in established relationships, and you see Evan and Carly, although Carly's she's not the best.
She's not looking as good this season.
No, she's not. But yeah, and of all the people like coupled up together, like, well, I could take Evan's girl. That's not gonna be a problem.
Yep.
I think that's a very easy target. I'm just glad Daniel keeps lasting. Despite never being in any sort of relationship with anyone. The date he went on with Ashley I was hilarious.
Oh, he's the best. Everything about it, he's just so raw. Just sees it, calls it like he sees it, you know?
Do you think he has like a mild form of like autism where he just like can't not say what he means?
I read an article that was written by The Province, which is like a newspaper or whatever out in BC. And like he kind of seems like he's a little bit in on it.
He says
I know what people want to see. It's reality TV. I know what type of show they're tuning in for.
It's turned into the Daniel show. Yeah. And everyone loves him.
Mm-hmm.
He's come a long way since the guy that got super booze night one of The Bachelorette took off all of his clothes and tried to fight everyone. And now he's beloved by all.
He's the man. He's going to be a staple of Bachelor in Paradise for years to come.
I think they should make him the next Bachelor.
I do too.
That would be
amazing.
Or
at least, actually, I was thinking about this. If they don't make him the next Bachelor, they do Bachelor Canada. Nobody watches Bachelor Canada, even up here in Canada. Make him the Bachelor Canada. Because people who are watching Bachelor Canada also probably watch the actual Bachelor, the real Bachelor. There's a big crossover there. He's Canadian.
And I would
actually potentially tune in just to watch Daniel for an hour every week.
And if that's going to be the case, maybe I can squeeze myself into the Chris Harrison role of that show.
There you go.
I feel like that's the next step for me.
You're going to need more shirts, though.
I feel like Bachelor Canada would have some bucks behind it.
I get all
the suits I want.
They may have a few shirts.
Not even a shirt. I can probably get a tie out of it, maybe a jacket. Who knows?
A tux?
I don't know about a tux. I don't think Chris Harrison wears tuxes.
Yeah, this is Pat Mayo, though. You have to be your own gimmick.
I feel like if I showed up in a tux as host of the Canadian Bachelor, it'd almost be like when, what's his face, John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell showed up to those job interviews wearing the tuxedos.
Fair enough.
Like, what are you doing? On the
Pan. It's Pan.
No, we're having a Pan-Pam situation here. Let me tell you about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, which proudly supports the Pat Mayo Hour. Rocket Mortgage brings the mortgage approval process into the 21st century. Fast, powerful, and completely online, Rocket Mortgage has taken all the complicated, time-consuming parts of applying for a mortgage out of the equation. Do you hate searching through stacks of old files or paperwork? With Rocket Mortgage, you can easily share your bank statements and pay stubs at the touch of a button, helping you get approved in minutes for a custom mortgage solution that's been tailored to your financial situation. And even better, with Rocket Mortgage, you can do all this on your phone or tablet. It's a quick online process you can manage from the convenience of your couch. So, if you're looking to refinance your mortgage or buy a home, check out Rocket Mortgage today at quickenloans.com/mayo. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030. More Bachelor in Paradise. On the after show, let's talk about the after show for a second. He was on fire.
Oh, buddy. Best line of the night?
The first bloodline?
Yeah, because when he went on the day and he was talking about how he really liked Ashley I, for those who don't know, Ashley I is a virgin.
And he was really turned on by that?
He's like, I was really, really turned on by that. I wanted to make like Rambo, you know, and draw first blood. Boom. And then I was on social media. I was on Twitter looking, and like immediately ABC tweets out like live TV, like sad face.
I thought it was hilarious.
Of course.
That was a very worked on line, I think. I think he came up with that one on the spot.
He just has so many one-liners. At one point, he's trying to take off his pants. He had his shirt off at the end of the show. And then even while the other two people are trying to interview, he's just interjecting and interrupting.
Yeah, they're trying to watch the highlights. He's like shit-talking Ashley as it's going on. And they do like the phone-in guest. They do like a Skype guest, like from the fans who want to talk. All Daniel-related.
Everything.
People loving Daniel.
Oh, it was the best.
He also said that he empathized with Sarah because she had one arm, because like Sarah, like his dad, is a quadriplegic.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows what that means.
It's a big word, though. It's the biggest word I've ever heard him use.
That's true. Not quite the same thing.
He's making steps. Making steps in the right direction.
And becoming very likable at the same time. He does say you know and write a lot, though.
He doesn't have much of a following on Twitter. I actually tracked him down.
Really?
Maybe
we can get him on the show.
I would love to get him on the show.
Well, I think you should work on that.
Yeah. He's got like 2,800 followers or something.
2,800 or 28,000?
2,800.
Is it an official account? Like, does he have the check mark?
No.
Then it might not be him. It might just be a fan account.
I think it's him, though.
Okay.
He seems to tweet every once in a while. And it's like his modeling photos and stuff.
Maybe he's bigger on Instagram than Twitter.
He's probably got a pretty hot like Snapchat account as well.
His Snap game is large.
Yeah.
Anything else?
It's lit.
It's lit. Or as he said, it's on fleek. Like
on
the kids,
fleek, that was it. That's what I meant to say.
Like the kids say. Although, how old is he? Like 23?
31.
He's 31?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is all an act then.
Yeah.
31-year-olds don't.
I mean, he's getting all the right attention.
It's all positive attention. No matter
honestly,
what he does.
They should make him Bachelor Canada. Nobody watches that show. That's how you're going to get people to tune in. People love Daniel. They're going to tune in at least for the first 5-6 episodes. It'll be hilarious.
I enjoyed the double date.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got, I don't know. It was weird that they put them on the date, though.
The two established couples. It was Lace and Grant and Vinny and Izzy.
Yeah. And Lace freaked out.
Yeah, because she got lasted, as I learned from the after show, as a part of the Bachelor vocabulary. Now, that is not exclusive just to Lace.
No.
Anyone can get lasted, but it requires stumbling, yelling at people, and giving death stares.
Yeah. Lace is a character. That I just don't believe that that's gonna end poorly for Grant. Like, what's Grant doing?
It seems like on the next episode, stuff gets shaken up. Mm-hmm. Vinny's like crying.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently,
and Kayla's getting after some other dude.
Yeah,
Jared's gonna get screwed.
Good.
Totally screwed again.
Good. I don't feel bad for Jared.
It's unfortunate.
You know who I do feel bad for? No. Nick. I like Nick.
He seems to have something going.
He's been dumped on national TV twice.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
And he gave Ashley the straight and narrow. It's like, you're not going to end up with Jared. So you don't know that.
That's exactly it. Nick was actually, Nick was involved in the Evan, Josh, Amanda thing as well. See, Evan went up there and said like, oh, you should, you know, he has all these allegations against him. What Nick said, he's like, I'm in that book too. Half of the stuff is true. A bunch of it isn't true. He's like, these are just questions you should be asking. Like, the way he approached it was a lot more respectable than what Evan did. Evan, like, approached it like trying to tell on him. And
yeah, the
him
same way he
bad.
Did with Chad. Can we get Chad back on the show?
Yeah.
Really missing Chad.
I hope he's on Chad Island. Just
Where
waiting
we're
to
just
come back.
Eating meat and getting booze.
He's gonna
yelling
go.
At people.
He should come back right at the end.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Right when everyone's just like, okay, all of our relationships are great. And then he just comes in there and
shakes the ropes like the Ultimate Warrior.
Chad and Daniel doing a travel TV show would be great as well.
We could produce that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get in contact with them. Yeah. Maybe just Daniel. Chad can like make cameos.
True. I think Daniel would be a little bit easier to keep in line, I think.
Maybe.
He follows the script a little bit more, whereas Chad, I don't think,
he's off the rails.
If you tell him what to do, he's probably going to do the exact opposite and then yell at you.
Is it bad that I constantly root for someone to punch Evan in the face?
No.
Like, I really want that to happen at some point on this show.
I bet you it's happened a lot in his life. You can't walk around, tattling on people all the time and
but
being greasy
like,
about
yeah,
it without
he looked,
getting
he looks like such a
like
weakling.
If this was not on television, Josh would have punched him in the face.
You think so?
Yeah.
Josh is such a phony.
He is.
It's incredible.
Yep.
He was talking about
but he's a good looking phony. Ladies love Josh.
They do like I don't get it. I don't get the appeal.
He's like
of
6 foot four.
Is it because
he's
so
a
tall?
Big guy, really nice teeth.
But like I would wager, from my perspective, Daniel's a better looking guy than Josh is.
Yeah. He's just polished.
Is he polished? He has some like real generic answers to things.
Oh, exactly.
But it's
but he says them very confidently.
He does, but he doesn't seem smooth about it.
God willing, blah blah blah.
It's just he's going to like it's like when politicians are just giving like their stump speech over and over, and they have no idea what the answer to a question
like
is.
Like Trump
and well, Trump. No, he's nothing like Trump. Trump is not polished whatsoever. He's just shooting from.
We're
the
gonna get them.
Yeah, we'll get them.
Trust me.
Listen, people tell me I'm great. So,
I love Mexicans.
I love everyone. Ben, they all love me.
Yeah.
But Josh is like, they were trying to ask him, like, well, what about this? What about that? He's like, I'm a man of God. I'm a very good Christian. Like, yeah. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
It's very clearly he's not.
They seem like a bunch of canned answers. Like Josh gets into trouble, and then there's an answer. He just spews a bunch of these canned answers out, and usually in life, people are just like, what did he really say? Okay, well, he seems apologetic, I guess. I'll leave him alone. Like, it seems like that type of situation.
Yeah. Anything else?
Not really, no. Kayla's going to screw over Jared.
Chris Harrison.
Vinny seems like he's
not
gonna get screwed over by Izzy, which is like, come on, Izzy. Like Vinny's been good too.
Vinny's all right.
Yeah.
Seems all right. Izzy's no prize.
No.
Chris Harrison not on the after show, weirdly enough, is really hurting the after show.
You think so?
Well, it's Sean Lowe who brings zero to the table.
He's a phony.
He's just a dud.
He just doesn't really bring anything to the table. Everything he says.
He's decent at fake laughing.
Everything they says is really, really fake. It just doesn't.
But, like, I don't find whatever her name is, I don't find her funny either.
Yeah.
Do you?
I think she's kind of funny.
She's all right.
She seems to be able to organize the crowd there a bit. So
you got to get out of here?
I'm not sure. Looks like, we're
good.
I got the handshake that we're good to go. But yeah, she seems to be good, and she has like some really good one-liners right on the spot. Like I'll give
she
her
does.
That. But Sean Lowe is literally the worst.
He's a net zero.
Like his takes are really, really, really vanilla, which I guess is what they're looking for here. But
I don't feel they are on this after show. Like Daniel was pounding drinks.
Yeah.
On the after show.
That's what people are tuning in for.
Yeah, like the twins bring nothing to the table. Like, get
twins
them out.
Did nothing.
Get them out of there. Ashley,
I just liked how anytime, even when they weren't talking to Ashley or Daniel was literally just staring at Ashley. staring at her, and he's probably making little comments. Like the audio guy probably had to like drop his mic multiple times because like. You could just hear her little mumbles and stuff constantly. I think he was trying to get in there.
Get in there with Ashley.
On the show, like setting it up on the show, which
maybe.
Is awesome.
I thought he was going to take his shirt off and dump maple syrup all over himself at one point. Oh, something I noticed, and I'm no pecker checker, but in the opening sequence when it cuts down to Daniel, he's wearing like the Canadian Speedo.
Mm-hmm.
In the first episode, in the intro, it was blurred out. And in the second one, it was not.
Mm.
Thought that was strange.
That is strange. You don't see anything.
No, but it was blurred out in one of them.
Where did you watch it? On cable?
Yeah. And even when I looked at the online version, just to double check, it was blurred out there too.
Well, there's somebody who's real, real soft.
Yeah, too soft.
Check in. So wait, it was blurred on the...
Episode 4, but on the episode 5 intro, it was not.
Yeah, there's somebody, there's a producer out there who's turbo soft.
Yeah. It's too bad. Yeah. Not for this show.
They probably don't enjoy Daniel or any of his takes. Or they probably didn't enjoy Chad either.
Oh, but that's the only good part of the show.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, how many people are you? You can tell us or write on the YouTube comments or contact us on Twitter. How many people are actually tuning into this show to see Love?
No one.
How many people are tuning in to see the sideshow? I would be willing to wager that it's... At least 70-30. 70% of the people are tuning in. Yeah, this show. This show specifically. How many people, like 70% of people are tuning in to see the chaos, to see the circus. 30%, a bunch of people I don't know, a bunch of single moms in Kansas, they're probably tuning in to see Love.
No one's finding Love on Bachelor in Paradise, except for Tanner and Jade.
Yep, that happened.
Married, I think. They could be divorced, I don't know.
Yeah, they all get divorced.
Not Sean Lowe. He's just having a kid.
They all fall in love so fast.
Well, you're not there for a long time.
Jared's in love. Jared was in love with
Kayla.
With Kayla
3 hours?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that'll do it on the Bachelor in Paradise recap show. Paul Shaughnessy, check him out on Twitter at Paul Shagan. On the Bookie Beatdown, if you like MMA and The Bachelor, Bookie Beatdown is for you. It's on the Fight Network YouTube page under The Bookie Beatdown. I'm Pat Mayo. You can follow me at the PME. And remember to subscribe to the Pat Mayo Hour on YouTube and iTunes and Stitcher and Podomatic for the audio and video versions. I'm Pat Mayo, and I'll see you next time.